listening to the Bee Business Bee podcast. Buzzing for business.
Hello and welcome to another Bee Business Bee podcast. Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Bee Business Bee. Coming up on this week's show, find out why 99p could soon cost you £1. Why Tesco is in trouble and being investigated by a new regulator. Why the BT moved to EE, it gets a step closer. The European Central Bank toughens its stance on Greece. The house price change in January. And the Fox beats expectations when it comes to profits. All this and much more in today's Bee Business Bee podcast.
The Bee Business Bee podcast. The best business podcast, not on the radio.
One of the big stories to come out this week came out on Friday when we learnt that budget retailer Poundland is planning to buy rival 99p stores, meaning instantly that you're going to see 1p added to the price of every product. The plan in the long term is to convert all the 99p stores into Poundland stores. It will cost Poundland around £47.5 million to purchase the 99p stores, and they're going to get £7.5 million in shares. It's thought the move is driven by the fact to get greater economies of scale. This means buying in bulk, because the more you can buy from a supplier, typically the cheaper you get it. And in an industry where margins are tight, where you could be only making as much as 3p on every item you sell, those small differences and those greater economies of scale can make all the difference when it comes to increasing your profits. Tesco is once again in trouble. This week we learned that Tesco now has been investigated by a new regulator when it comes to their suppliers' code of conduct and practice. It's believed that Tesco have been withholding payments from some of their suppliers for as long as 6 months and causing them a severe cash flow problem. This is where we link our debtors and our creditors, or our trade payables and our trade receivables, to our business studies. Because of course, any business needs cash flow to keep operating. And if you're owed a large amount of money, so Tesco is a debtor to your business, and you're owed that money in from them, you need it as soon as possible, otherwise you may need to take out more expensive short-term sources of borrowing, such as an overdraft. And of course, this isn't sustainable in the long term. We've also learned this week that BT is going to now buy EE for £12.5 billion. The deal has now been agreed, and it's all down now to subject to the European Competition Commission approving it. There are fears that they may force BT to split up some of its monopoly that it has in the mobile and the home phone market. Remember that BT is buying a monopoly in the market, who currently has 33% of the mobile phone market. And as a result of this, it could cause problems when it goes to the Competition Commission. Of course, alongside this, we've got the deal between O2 and 3 being investigated, which of course will then take the market players down to 3 players rather than 4 in the market. We've also learnt this month that house prices have bounced back to a surge in growth in the last quarter. The Halifax reports that the average house price increased by 1.9% over the month of January. Of course, this is good news for consumers because typically you only purchase a house when you're feeling confident. And as a result of this, it means consumer confidence is growing because they must feel like they've got more prospects when it comes to the employment market. The government will be pleased about this, as it typically means they can start to increase taxable revenue. Retailers will be happy because it tends to mean they're going to get larger purchases, like items like B&Q, for example, will love the fact that people are buying houses and the DIY stores. And of course, it also does mean that in the longer term, it's probably going to be good for everybody who runs a business, because consumers are going to increase their spending when they feel happier. We also learned this week that 21st Century Fox, Rupert Murdoch's own business in America, has reported better than expected profits. They've had recent successes such as films such as The Thriller, Gone Girl and The Maze Runner. Of course, this will please Rupert Murdoch, who has a 33% stake in BSkyB, or Skybook as it's now being called. And that covers most of our business news this week.
Bee Business Bee Podcast Word of the Week.
Synergy is the Bee Business Bee Word of the Week this week. Synergy in business means two into one, and it's what we get when we have an economy of scale. Think about a takeover, when we put two into one. If we previously had two distribution centres, when we take over another company, it's typically going to be the case that we'll shrink down to one distribution centre. We'll make some employees redundant to make an instant saving on costs. We will also make an instant saving when we remove the rental payments you have to pay for the second building, and we'll operate it all from that one building. Of course, with most synergies, it's never as easy to achieve them in reality as it appears on paper. But as a result, synergy is our Bee Business Bee Word of the Week.
The Business Bee Podcast. The best business podcast, not on the radio. Thank you for joining me today with the podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget to feedback to me and give me a follow on Facebook. It's facebook.com/BBusinessBee. You can always tweet me. It's @BBusinessBee. And on Twitter, it's twitter.com/BBusinessBee. Check out my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/BBusinessBee. Plenty of free resources and videos on there to help you with your business studies. And of course, check out my website. It's bbusinessbee.co.uk, full of resources and quizzes that can help you with your business studies. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. Recommend it to friends, share it, like it, and give me some feedback and help me to improve it for the future. It's all about making sure that you enjoy business as much as I enjoy delivering it and sharing it with you. Until next time, I'll see you then. You're listening to the Be Business Bee Podcast. Buzzing for business.